Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened that Russia's military will target Romania and Poland in response to a U.S.-built missile defense system in the region. He made the comments during his two-day trip to Greece, which ended today with a visit to a Russian monastery. Stefan Boss reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin used his first visit to a European Union country this year to condemn Western policies towards Moscow, describing a newly expanded American missile defense system as a threat to his country's security and vowing to retaliate. Standing next to Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, the Russian leader said Moscow had, in his words, no choice to target Romania because it recently opened a missile defense base as part of the system, and Poland, which wants to do so within 2 years. Heard through an interpreter, Putin warned especially citizens in Romania that they will face uncertain times because of the missile shield, which will be operated by the NATO military alliance.
Rockets within a 500-kilometer range are being positioned in Romania now. Rockets with a 1,000-kilometer range are on the way. But what's even worse, these rockets can easily be replaced at any moment with long-range rockets that can travel 2,400 kilometers and no one will notice, even the Romanians. This is a huge danger to us, and we will have to react immediately. Those parts of Romania that didn't know what it's like to be in the crosshairs will have to face our countermeasures that ensure our safety.
NATO claims the system is purely defensive and a response to a growing capability of ballistic missiles globally, including from countries such as Iran and North Korea. But Moscow disagrees. President Putin also said that the United States unilaterally withdrew from a crucial missile defense treaty, and he accused Washington of undermining the foundation of international security. Amid the tensions, Athens is keen to maintain its traditionally close ties with post-Soviet Russia, despite supporting EU sanctions against Moscow over its role in the conflict in Ukraine. Greek Prime Minister Tsipras called improving relations with Russia on multiple levels a strategic choice. Yet complicating that effort is Greece's participation in a natural gas pipeline project designed to limit Russia's regional energy dominance. Putin made clear he regrets that Russia was forced to suspend its South Stream pipeline project, which was to transport Russian natural gas through the Black Sea, to Bulgaria and through Serbia, Hungary, Slovenia and further to Austria. He suggested that the US and the EU's executive, the European Commission, had pressured countries such as Bulgaria to halt its work on the project at a time of the worst East-West standoff since the Cold War. Putin traveled to Greece with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and top executives from state oil and natural gas companies. He wrapped up his trip on a more spiritual note. On Saturday, the Russian leader visited the all-male monastic community of Mount Athos, accompanied by the head of Russia's Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill of Moscow. He joined celebrations for the 1,000th anniversary of the Russian presence at the ancient site. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.